This Sunday was Mother's Day, and President Trump made a point to praise his late mother, but he neglected to mention his wife, Melania. President Trump explained he would, of course, wish her well just as soon as it was Supermodel You Have a Financial Understanding With Day. Also, voters in Pennsylvania are heading to the polls for today's primary election. Wait, there are voters in Pennsylvania, asked Hillary Clinton. The Trump Report starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to a very special Trump Report here in the middle of the day. It's afternoon time, and we are going to chip away at the stone, as the song implies. I'm Christian Blatt, joined as often by Brooks Elise. You can say hi. That's what this meant.
I never know if Christian will allow me to speak.
we don't have a Don and Melania relationship. And back from the gulag or wherever you are, Chelsea Galicia.
Mexico is a gulag?
I thought you were in prison. And, of course, one and only Scott Moore.
Hey, guys.
We're very lucky to be joined here in studio by one of the preeminent broadcasters of our generation, Chip Chipperson.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And
should have said that Trump was firing everybody. It was a good joke.
You know what? It's true. He does tend to fire people a lot.
Yeah, you're fired.
How is it for you to have to sit next to Sam Roberts all day long?
He's my best friend. We're very comfortable with each other.
You guys,
we share a lot of laughs and mutual respect.
I don't like being here with Chip.
Loves it.
Really?
Yeah, I like here. I appreciate you guys having us on. I just don't like hanging out with Chip.
The only reason you're on is because I'm here.
You're right.
It's a good point.
You're right.
We wouldn't just have Sam on by himself.
No.
So, Chip, my understanding, of course, is that you're somebody who keeps up on politics. You're very well aware in the world. You know, there's an impending summit with North Korea that'll happen in Singapore with President Trump.
That's right. King Junon or something.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's right.
King?
Yeah. Name.
It's Kim, he thinks he's a king, right?
It's very close.
Isn't it chairman now that he's being referred to as?
Well, he's a chairman, sure. He's not a king, but, you know, I mean,
chairperson.
Thank you.
That's sexist.
Thank you, Chip. I'm glad somebody respects the rights of women in this studio.
Chip is a bit of a snowflake.
Yeah.
You'll find.
Chill. What, babe? What's got you laughing?
I think the chill joke is what got her.
Yeah.
Chip, when you hear about this, because I'm sure you keep tabs on all of this in the news, do you think it's a good idea to meet with the leader of North Korea?
I'm not meeting with him.
But some people already have. Dennis Rodman has already met with him.
Oh, the worm.
Yeah.
The worm. Why do you call him the worm?
That's his nickname when he played
b-ball. Really? Mm-hmm.
I used to play a little hoop.
Did you? Were you as good as Rodman?
No, I was just chilling.
Why are you supposedly called Dennis Rodman the worm?
Playing a big pecker.
Oh, wow.
Of all the possible explanations,
that was not one I would ever have thought of.
Well, maybe he lived in an apple? I don't know.
I guess it would have made sense if he played for the Knicks. But so, Chip, you don't want to meet with, you wouldn't meet with Kim
I would chill with him. I'll probably just go like, everybody's got to stop or something.
Yeah, so if he direct messaged you on Twitter and, you know,
follow him.
You don't follow him? But if he follows you, he might be able to just ask in the middle of the night, Chip, you up?
No.
What would you say? You wouldn't say that?
I only talk to women. I don't go that way.
That's really smart.
That's right.
That's good.
All
right.
You follow me?
No, actually, I just followed you.
All right, cool. How about you?
Not yet.
All
so
right.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll slip you a little message or something, just to hello or whatever.
You're going to have to earn Chelsea's follow. Brooke was quick to
follow. I'm an easy follower.
Yeah. That's good. What's up? Getting crazy.
Oh, goodness.
Chip, we all know that President Trump campaigned on wanting to make America great again.
That's right.
Do you think that America was great before Trump was president?
Yes, it was. My mother always said, if something's already great, you don't have to make it great again, Lyle.
Who's Lyle?
My name, Lyle Chip Chipperson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
I'm supposed to be prepared.
Wow. Yeah.
Does show a lack of research.
It does.
It definitely does.
Yeah. Who does your research? Wait, what? Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Babe, go ahead. What? Go.
I knew your name was Lyle, just so you know, Chip.
Of course, she already
knew.
Wait, what's it?
She followed you, and she already knew.
Yeah, you know it.
That was instant stalking. It was just like 5 minutes ago.
We're catching vibes.
Yeah, me too.
Chip, would you be interested?
What's up?
Chip, would you be interested in a ready-made family? Yeah, Brooke has a lovely little girl.
I've got a little one at home, so.
Oh, you got a kid? That's cool. I'd be a cool stepfather. Take her out to the park and stuff, tell her jokes. Okay. I'd go talk to a class about being a successful musician.
Okay, I think she'd be up for that.
How would you know anything about that?
Because I play. I'm in a band called the Burning Embers.
What do you play?
I play the guitar and I do lyrics. I sing.
Okay, we're a creative family. I think we'll take it.
Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
Not anymore. That's chill.
Yeah.
That's chill.
Chill.
Yeah, we're turning this into a dating show now.
I know. Right, all of a sudden, I'm going to...
That's...
Wait. That's
what happens when you get Chip on the show. You know, ladies, obviously.
I did not know that this is where things were going.
Oh, it's not. You weren't prepared for this, although you did follow Chip. Where would we have ever heard Burning Embers? Were you on any soundtracks?
On the radio. I toured a lot with Guns N' Roses and things
really?
Of that nature. Metallica.
Really?
Yeah, but at the
What's
best,
Manalica?
Metallica, I said.
Yeah, the band with James Netfield, right?
What?
Exactly. I don't know. Why do I say that?
What about Trump?
Yeah, what about him?
He's the best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, if he wanted to
meet
you...
Do you like him, babe? I met him already. I've interviewed him.
Before he was president, I actually kind of liked him. And then I got to know the guy, and things changed.
You know him?
It's kind of like dating.
Yeah, I know, right? After a few rolls in the hay, you're like, whatever.
Yeah. So.
Well, she followed him on Twitter, and then she realized she's like, not
a big fan, not so much, but
word.
I was into his confidence before then.
Yeah, you're fired.
You know, girl likes a confident guy.
Yup, that's right. That's what I've been told.
It's a trap.
I know. That's
because often fake, as you see. The confidence is not real.
Yeah, it's actually
confidence was real. He could laugh at himself. Right. He could call himself out. He could admit mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do all that
deprecating.
You realize it's like it's that Kanye confidence, which is like full of ego.
Ego and confidence.
Ego is easing God out. My mother would always say that. It's easing God out, Chippa. Ego.
I think she might have gotten that from Wayne Dyer, who said it's edging God out. But I like easing God out.
She said it's easing God out.
It's close enough.
My mother said that.
But tell me you now see that this is not confidence.
Of course. Trump's... A man who's really confident is a man like Sam here.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
He has confidence.
Sure he does. He has to have that fucking hairdo.
Well, Sam's confident to sit next to someone that's so much more handsome than he is.
Yeah,
he doesn't
mind
sitting next to Chipper.
Right. Absolutely.
He understands.
Yeah.
Chipper, how come you were never on...
my inner thigh.
Why were you never on The Celebrity Apprentice? Did you get
scared I would probably just steal the show.
Yeah,
but I was supposed to be on it, but then Arnold took it over. Me and him had a problem, so I didn't do it.
Would you like to talk about the problem?
No, I
problem.
Wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair. I figured, you know, that you would.
No, I wouldn't, because I made off-color remarks about his maid.
You mean the one that he had the affair
baby
with?
That would be the one.
Yeah. I see.
I didn't know. I said she looked like Babe Ruth.
She was a handsome woman, I think.
It's not untrue.
No, it's not.
Well, Chipper, I'm sure you've heard that there's a new embassy in Israel. It's in Jerusalem now.
That's right.
Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
You never toured with all your...
No.
Burning Embers?
No. My mother said, don't go there, Lyle. She wouldn't let me go there. She said, it's not a good place.
Your mother makes your touring plans.
No, but she's a wise woman.
Oh, all right.
Stop being
nervous.
You never
heard of a momager?
Yeah.
I think it's
a thing. Momager.
You have a momager.
What's a momager? Oh, instead of a... instead of a manager.
Yep.
I didn't coin the term.
No.
although
someone with an ego that you know has the
with
fake confidence
ego.
Would take credit for it
uh-huh.
and just say, yes, I just made it up right now.
Yeah, right.
That's right, but you're humble. What else we got? This is good.
This is good. This is great. So in talking about the new embassy, there was a controversial Texas pastor who says, previously, he had said, all Jews go to hell. And he
that's vulgar.
That is very vulgar.
My mother would say that, though.
He gave the...
oh, jeez.
So Mama Chipper could have spoken at the new embassy.
She's a marvelous woman.
It was just Mother's Day, as I talked about at the top of the show. What did you do for your mom that day?
I gave her a massage.
Oh, jeez.
With oils? Or?
That's right, yeah. She has gout on her calves, and I will massage them.
It's very kind
did
of
she
you.
Say, did she a say lot. Thank you afterwards?
Yes, she did. All she was passed out on the sofa eating Cheetos, and I was rubbing her legs.
Well, I was going to ask if you took her out to dinner, but I guess those were the Cheetos.
No, I didn't. She made bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse.
Did she make it because it's your favorite?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
after Buzz, what are we, all stoned? What?
Nudge. We feel like we are right now. Yeah.
Wait, do you?
You know, I'm sober, actually.
Well, there might be somebody. Somebody at this panel might occasionally do that.
They're gonna that.
I don't want to point any fingers, but there might be somebody.
Wow, well, who's got the drug problem, Chelsea?
Do you have a drug problem?
It's only a problem if you let it be, Chelsea.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
That's really funny that anybody that knows
me. She of all people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She'd be least,
you know, Chelsea was arrested a couple years ago.
You ever do horse?
Yeah.
Horse. What were you arrested for?
Horse is slang for heroin. Yeah.
Nope, never have. Only those of us from
the street.
Yeah.
Only those of us from the street, like Sam, Chip, and myself, we know the horses.
You ever do H?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's also for heroin.
I got so dusted in high school one time.
He means vote for Hillary. That's
right.
I threw a rock through a cop car window because I was dusted.
You didn't.
Mm. Are you in recovery now, Tipper?
No, I don't need it.
Oh.
I get so high, I pee on planes, right, Sam?
No.
So you're still on the horse, Chipper?
No, I don't do that. I just drink and smoke reefers or whatever.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, Chelsea, why don't you tell Chipper why you got arrested?
He
was interested about that.
This
a minute
is
going to
be good. Yeah. Pay attention.
I am.
I wish it was good. I think
drunk driving, you hit someone.
Why would that be good?
Why'd you get arrested?
Depends on who you hit, Sam.
I guess.
No, it was for protesting at
the
Capitol.
I knew you were going to say that. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Yeah.
To the steps of the Capitol.
And what did you protest?
Money and politics.
You don't think that there should be any money?
Not that there should not be any money, but that it should be public, that we should cut, if not eliminate, this dark money where we don't
That's
know where
racist.
It's coming from. Oh, I see
That's
that.
Racist.
I see that. Okay. Well, where money from sources that we don't mind.
Sorry, I meant white money.
How about from people committing white collar crimes? Does that even it out?
That also sounds racist.
Yes, it does.
I was just trying to even it out.
Scott and I are very offended by the talk of white collar.
But yeah, I believe in public financing of campaigns, and I don't believe that corporations should be given the same rights as living, breathing human adults with heartbeats, and most of us have a conscience, because a corporation by fact can have a conscience. I think that we're missing that in politics, and that's you should need to have a conscience in order to vote or to have any influence on our politics.
But what about the corporations?
They can still participate. Great question. And they do participate because corporations are made up of people.
That's
and
right.
People
My
have
mother
a right.
always said people are the most important thing in any company, Chipper.
Well, your mother is a
smart
woman.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so the people can donate, contribute to campaigns.
As a corporation, right? Just send the money in, but the people give it to the corporation, they hand it over.
Well, the corporations are putting money in because for them it's like an investment. They're like, you make an investment into this either candidate or to lobby for a certain regulation or law.
Sure.
And then the benefit pays them in, you know, I guess, political dividends.
That's good, yep.
And then it makes them more and more powerful, meaning that ordinary individuals are less important in the eyes of the politicians who are supposed to represent people.
Corporate interest in politics, right.
Yeah, it's good. You're saying that they should have more influence because people give pay into corporations.
It's the opposite of what she was saying.
Yes.
Well, it's not. Yes, it
is. It's the opposite. But
Chip, it does bring up a good question. Would
sure,
you ever run for office?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, obviously, you love your country based on your hat.
You're damn right I do. Red, white, and blue. Better dead than red, Lyle.
Did your mom used to say that?
She would say that a lot. She would wake me up sometimes and just say it. I could tell she'd been drinking.
What do you think she meant by that?
Better dead than red. She didn't like
communism.
Communism.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Communism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you think she meant?
I did not know.
Babe, don't get salty.
Yeah. She's like,
babe.
I would never talk about my future mother-in-law like
that's
that.
Right.
So.
Whoa.
Brooke is ready.
You
can
just
She's ready.
Look this up. I mean, I'm just playing the
Good
part
luck
here.
Tying me down.
I don't think I'll be able to get between you and your mama, Lyle. So.
Wait a second. What are you saying to me? Wait, not don't physically. Get salty. That'd be a crazy threesome.
Oh my god. What?
Why?
Oh,
why would you
but
take
yeah,
it there?
So back to the communism.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It's disgusting.
How far do you live from here?
I don't know if I should disclose that.
You're like far enough.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jeez. Let's say it's not walking distance.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of the neighborhood, Chip, are you enjoying your time here in Los Angeles? How does it compare to New York?
It's hot.
Mm, yeah, definitely hot.
It's the same weather in New York. It's summer.
No, but it's hot.
Yeah. Hotter.
Okay. I mean, it's not. It's 87 degrees in New York today. It's like 77 here. It's...
So I'm saying it's hot in New York.
Oh. Oh, you're right. It's hot in New York. Right. Okay. Well, great. I'm glad. Thanks for letting us
you
know.
You married Chels?
No, not yet.
Well, chill.
She's also single?
Chill.
Well, she's involved.
Yeah. Oh, chill.
Yeah. Oh, are you? Re-involved?
Are you guys couples?
No,
definitely not.
This is like Battle of the Newlyweds.
That would actually be really fun.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah.
It's not what that show's called.
No.
I would have to switch though, because I feel like Scott would be a little more like empathetic towards me.
Wow!
Damn! All right. Now it's getting serious.
I feel like Scott would be more loving towards me.
Now it's getting real.
And neighbors already, so you know.
And we are neighbors
it's convenient.
Already.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you guys want to have a key party, you just go over to this house. It'll be fine.
You know, I like pushing your buttons, Christian.
No, it's fine. Absolutely.
I would say the truth, but
I'm no chipper. Obviously, I can't compete, so I'm not even going to try. I feel really like this is a great time to bring the conversation back to North Korea.
Why? That's a long trip for us to take.
Good topic.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it. Yeah. We won't actually go there.
Oh, now.
So there were three prisoners there and that were released.
That's not bad. That's a really low crime country.
Well, it is. But there were a lot. They only released three of them. Damn. And President Trump is getting a lot of credit for that.
That's right.
Chelsea, do you think that President Trump deserves credit for being involved
yes
in the release?
Yes or no?
Thank you, Chip.
I'm going to just object to the question.
Yep.
I am not.
So you don't think they were actually prisoners in North Korea?
I don't really think that the conversation about credit
too much
is where I think that we should be focusing. There's an obsession with giving him credit, not giving him credit. If he's a liar, then can you give him credit for that? And I, for some reason, it just doesn't feel like a conversation that I think is going to elevate any of the issues that I think are so important for us to talk about.
I give you credit for saying that.
Well, thank you. I do believe that any time that prisoners come home is a good thing. And, you know, thanks to all involved. And I don't think they need credit from me in order to... I mean, only somebody whose ego is very fragile needs everybody give me credit for
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, that's
but
what
if
I
he's getting so much,
go ahead, Sam. You didn't say nothing yet.
But if he's getting so much blame for everything, don't you think you have to turn around and say, like, okay, he did that right? If he does something right.
I don't know. I'm not saying you should.
I mean, I think that's fair, but I also think that it's hard to really decipher what the... Why North Korea decided to release those prisoners, if it was really his work or if North Korea is kind of playing us a little bit, and what their tactics are and what they mean by what they're doing. I mean, more recently, they just said that they might call off the summit. So I kind of feel like we might be being played by a fiddle, like a fiddle.
Like a fiddle.
Like a fiddle. But so it's hard to give credit to Trump when you don't really see any real tangible work that he's done.
Right.
And
weapon,
if somebody messes up, do they necessarily get credit for something else? I mean, have they necessarily done something to get credit
for?
So each thing is an individual thing.
Right. Well, no, that's what I was gonna say. But my thing, too, is the fact that, like usual, he had to turn it into a big production. Do this 3 a.m. show at the airport and watch the plane come in. And make it a whole dramatic scene where most presidents keep it solemn and they don't have to make a thing, and he's bringing Melania and the vice president and he's
firing everybody,
talks about ratings at 3 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, again, he can't even just do the credit. I would be even more willing to give him credit if he wasn't trying to make it into something where he's expecting to get credit.
He wants
now
too much credit, right?
Yes.
But too much credit's no good.
Tries to do the production in the middle of the night, which is really silly.
Didn't Obama also oversee the release of like five prisoners and didn't make a big
yeah? But then what happened?
Show
where was this?
Anything?
I didn't hear about this.
Back when Obama
was president.
Oh.
Obama used to be president.
I know. My mother loved him.
Really?
Did she? Yes, she did. Oh, Lyle, that guy's got a body on him.
He's a very fit president.
Yes. Gosh, do I miss that?
you miss having a fit president.
Yes.
But back to Chelsea for a second.
What's up, Chelsea?
Just hypothetically, what if
say Bernie Sanders and his wife Jane had facilitated the release of these prisoners, would you give Bernie credit?
Yeah.
For if we knew for sure, yeah, like, exactly that, sure, there,
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But so you don't want to give President Trump any credit?
I don't believe that. It's when it's somebody, you can tell they're just like, they're sucking the need for credit. Yeah. Because.
Too much credit.
They're, then that's why they're doing things. I don't think, actually, the question I think is faulty because I don't, yep, believe that Bernie or Jane would ever ask for credit. Or, yeah, care about credit.
And you also don't think they would ever help get prisoners released? Is, ooh, that what you're trying to say? No, I'm asking the question.
I meant exactly what I said.
Okay, that's fair enough. Thank you, Jim.
Heavy. You like that?
Yep.
Yeah, it is getting a little warm in here.
But too much credit's no good. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Does it ever alarm you, Chelsea, that you're lining up on the same side as Chip on the issues?
Why, I know what I'm talking about.
I tell the truth and let the pieces,
yes,
fall where they may. See, we, yes, think alike. I hear you, babe. Go ahead. What do you got?
So if in 2020 you look at the presidential ballot and there's two choices, Donald J. Trump and Chip Chipperson, who are you voting for?
I would love to hear what you think about money and politics.
I love money.
Do you love politics too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love money though.
Right.
And, he doesn't love money. And how you would define draining the swamp?
Draining, that's when you let the water out.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that.
Good definition.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
So I think I would need to learn more about how you see that as applied to politics. It's very interesting that their Trump administration is really doubling down on, yes, we are really draining the swamp and people don't like it, and that's why there's all this pushback.
It's on, man.
It's working fine, Chip.
I am curious, mm-hmm, what topic Chip is most interested, if he were to be president, what are you most passionate about right now that's going on in the world? Is there something that really tugs at you? I should not.
Wait, she don't even know what she said.
Poor choice of words.
I often use a poor choice of words.
Probably too much homework.
I thought you were going to say homelessness, but
I know.
Homework.
Well, homework.
You're against the teachers.
So, yeah, you're against Betsy DeVos is what she's doing right now in the education system. Is that what you're saying?
Who's that? Rich Voss?
No, we're all against Rich Voss.
Yeah, Betsy DeVos. Saying. I don't know who she is.
Oh God, that's a whole
secretary for someone.
Education.
Would you accept, like, if somebody came to you and said, "Here's a lot of money"?
Yep, I'd take it.
Would you please just do the things that I would like politically? Would you take that?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, so I think that's your answer.
To accept money, yeah, and do it.
Which is why we're going
to
get money out of politics, yeah, for that very reason. He just answered the question right there.
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect.
Perfect. Well, mm-hmm, we have all the answers that we need. And Chip, I can't believe we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, whatever you want to cover, you guys go.
Do you, throughout your life, has there been a president that you've admired, somebody that you've looked up to?
Trump.
Great.
Anything in particular?
You're an adult.
What is it about him?
Trump?
50.
Besides his...
He is funny.
Fires people.
Yeah. He does bring the drama, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make America great again.
I will give him credit for opening...
Too much credit. Watch out.
Opening America's eyes to kind of learning about our judicial, ancestors, legislative, yeah, and executive branch.
That's right.
People this really educate themselves.
He doesn't know that there's a difference between
those
three.
Well, he doesn't know that, but the fact that he...
Are you talking about President Trump or Chip? I think Chip knows... Knows exactly
I think
what
the president is not very clear, okay, about the role of each of those parts of our government.
Right. I just think people have become more politically minded and care more and are voting and are speaking out more, care more about social justice
issues.
We'll find out
mm-hmm, soon if that is, yeah, translates, right, into just people looking, talking just because, can you believe this Stormy Daniels, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Oh, she's hot, right?
That kind of.
I'd have done it.
Not my.
He did.
But to see if that actually translates into people showing up at the polls.
Right.
Why'd you vote for him, though?
I believe she didn't vote for him. Right. That's the point. She voted for Hillary.
I thought everybody here voted for Trump.
We're just reporting.
Because we're on the Trump report.
Yeah.
No.
That's a common mistake.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
And thank you for allowing us to clarify
that. Exactly. Anyone was confused out there. No.
Oh, okay. You don't want to make America great then.
Well, we talked about earlier.
It's already great enough. It doesn't need to be any greater.
Right.
No, but he's making it greater.
It's a very simplistic argument.
We want it to be best.
We do want it to be best.
Be best is very good.
Can somebody explain that? What is the Melania's
new thing?
Best
is better than worst.
Be best.
Agreed. Yeah. Well,
her team failed her, that's all.
Just encouraging kids to be best.
Be best.
I don't think it's that hard to
understand. Be their best, be better.
Chipper, if somebody asks you to be best,
bullying. I'd say I already am, and we'd laugh together.
Be best? Like what? Did anybody
good.
Check the grammar on
be
that?
Be best and live or worse.
What? Oh, God, Chip.
I missed what he said. Probably that,
but that's all right. You'll watch it on the replay. Again, we only have a few minutes, and I guess it's good to comment on one last thing.
Sure, what's up?
The White House has still yet to apologize for Kelly Sadler's comment about Senator John McCain, that he's dying anyway, and they've turned the narrative around to how there's too many leaks in the White House. So it's not about that they said this and we should say sorry. It's like, hey, these things shouldn't be getting out. Scott, do you think that... are you surprised that they haven't apologized?
I'm not surprised. They'll never say sorry.
They'll never say they're sorry.
Never say you're sorry.
But the great part was they were talking about how they were dealing with it internally.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't say... Then they asked, the reporters asked, like, well, what are you doing to deal with this internally? And their discussion was, well, if we say what it is, then it's not internal anymore.
That's right. That's external.
So that's what they came back with.
Oh, yeah.
It feels very, like, child, you know?
Yeah. Well,
Chip, what do you think about speaking ill of people who are about to die?
Depends on who the person is.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be one rule of thumb.
Good.
That's true.
What would your mother say to that, though?
She's the one who said it.
Okay.
Does your mother have an opinion on Senator John McCain? He ran for president.
I never asked her. I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And plus, he's not interviewing your mother, is he? He's interviewing you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. My mother's a marvelous woman.
I wish she were here with us.
No.
She's alive.
No, I wish she were in the studio with us. I wish she brought her with you. I'm glad that Sam's here, but it would have been nice to meet her.
Yeah, I would have been fine switching places.
You could have laid on the couch eating Cheetos.
Right.
Passed
How come
out.
You don't want to make America great, Chelsea?
Because she already knows it is great. Well, it was until 2017.
I think there's a definition of great,
right.
A discussion about what it means to be great, and great for who. I would like it to be great for people. The country seems to be a greater and greater place for big corporations, and I understand that corporations employ people
McDonald's.
And it moves the economy and all that. But there should be a really good check on the power and influence of companies, of corporations. In favor of the people.
Does that make sense, Chip?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
You guys are really lining up.
You are.
I mean,
who knew?
Brooke seems a little bit more interested, but I think that she's lining up politically.
I'm fine for you guys.
Juliet, I know we need to wrap up, but I saw that there were some comments in the chat. Could you bring up the comments in the chat so we can let Chip know what his fans are saying? And we'll wrap up in a couple minutes once we have it. But while we're waiting for that, Chip, what do you think about President Trump's plan to build a border wall?
I think it's good. Like you were saying before, just keep them out.
That is pretty much what she said before.
Yeah, it's a good wall.
Question
one. What is happening? No, seriously, what is happening?
What is happening? Yeah. Why don't you pay attention, stupid?
We have a guest, so we've just decided to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah,
and
what's
guest, the guest was a surprise to all of us.
Yeah. Christian Rashad kept us in the dark.
Oh, good.
Well, we were told to keep it a secret because we knew that if they got impressed, they would be too impressed.
Where's the other comments? People are probably saying how much they enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's a lot
nature.
Of those, but they haven't sent them yet. They'll probably send them later. In any case, I guess we're out of time, Chip. I hear the theme music in my head, so it must be time to go. Do you want to promote any of your social media?
No,
or anything? No.
I'm on the Chip Chipperson podcast and on Twitter.
Yeah. And I don't know that Sam wants to be promoted, but I know he's not Sam on Twitter.
Yes, he is.
And he does a show on SiriusXM weekdays with that guy Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very handsome, Jim Norton.
He's not good at radio or comedy.
No, you should see him with a fledgling erection.
We should all be so lucky. For me, I'm Christian Blatt. You can follow me at @ChristianDMZ. Brooke, where do people find you?
The DMZ, that's Korea.
That is Korea, exactly.
See, no wonder you like Kim Jong-un.
I think he does. Jerry. He's aligned. I'm Brooke Solis. You can find me at Brooke Solis TV.
Hey, Chelsea, where do people find you?
At Chelsea Glacier.
And Scott.
You can find me at SMan80.
Well, we'll be back next week for a far less interesting show with a far less special guest.
Trump talk.
Yeah, we'll be talking Trump, and we'll be reporting on it. Thanks so much. We'll see everybody next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Wait, what?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.